Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Do you ever hear of the Chestnut Ridge?
No.
No.
Well, let me tell you. In 1965, a strange acorn-shaped thing crash-landed and started an invasion.
And it wasn't just a little acorn.
Well, no, it was a big acorn.
It was the megacorn.
It was full of
megacorn.
It's full of alien Bigfoot. Or maybe, I don't know. Sounds weird, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Welcome to Paranormal Punchers. I'm Mark.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Nash.
I'm Dave.
And on this episode, sorry for the slow draw there.
We were getting to this.
Is going
to
be a very strange episode. We're going to talk about what? You're laughing because every episode is strange and peculiar.
Yeah, we've never had a weird episode before.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really unlike us to have a weird episode.
Yeah.
Out of context.
But on this episode, we're going to talk about the Chestnut Ridge, which is located in PA. I know what you're thinking. They always talk about things that happen in their home state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know our home state was this fracking weird.
I know. Yep.
So every time I find out about something weird where I can actually travel to, mm-hmm. I want to talk about
it. It's pretty far away, though. That's a 4-hour drive.
Well, 4 hours. But if we want to drive over and hang out with our friend Andrew in the UK, I think it's a lot
harder
to get there.
True that.
Check out some of that weird stuff over there.
Right.
So, but this was very fascinating. So, before we get going, don't forget, we have a Patreon page. Check it out if you're into that. Patreon.com/ParanormalPunchers. Thank you. Now, and I would like to remind everybody, at the end of the show, I'm going to thank a bunch of people that just been awesome, hanging out with us. You're the reason we do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's episode is dedicated to all you awesome people.
All you out there.
Yeah. Oh, you're singing now?
Yeah.
Now, if you've never heard of the Chestnut Ridge, you're probably not from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm from Pennsylvania, and I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
It was like this weird, like this, again, hey, you know, thank you, streaming video. Thank you, Amazon Prime. But this video popped up. The boys at the Small Town Monsters have done some other videos we watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this documentary? It was called Invasion Chestnut Ridge. Like, well, I have to look in to Chestnut Ridge, considering we could literally drive there. And I bet you a boy Mike out in Pittsburgh could probably
testify. Oh, yeah, he's right there.
Yeah, he's out that way.
Testify, Mike. Testify.
Now, if you're wondering why we are being weird, well, that's just us.
Yeah.
But let me try to explain the overall where the stories and the weird starts to happen. Now, mm-hmm. it does go be past.
Yes.
Let me just start the story here. Here we go. Story time, everybody.
Okay.
In 1965, December 9th, this crazy acorn-shaped thing came crashing out of the sky. It was on fire. It landed in the Chestnut Ridge, which stretches from, like, Indiana.
Indiana County.
Yeah.
Down through Pittsburgh, in a little bit into West Virginia. It's part of the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody's familiar with the Appalachian Mountains, like, it runs a long way.
They're big.
Yeah.
It's you could definitely get your ass lost hiking in there. But anyway, so there's a lot of small towns up there. We got Latrobe, which I'm really only familiar with Latrobe because of isn't that where Rolling Rock is brewed? Latrobe, Pennsylvania?
Something like that.
Possibly.
There is beer there.
And the town that's most famous for this incident is Kecksburg.
Because
this thing came crashing down around the Kecksburg area. Now, this is one of those things like where everybody in the community, everybody in Kecksburg saw this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They saw this fiery acorn.
Or they felt it.
Firecorn.
Yeah.
Firecorn. Felt, you know, came crashing to the ground. Yeah, people felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And people got in their cars and they started rushing out to see it, which is, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. I totally would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the government eventually showed up and they removed something. But then the newspapers, the government definitely paid off the newspapers or whatever. Why are you laughing, Dave?
That's what governments do.
Oh, okay.
just like the documentary Thor, when they all came in and around Mjolnir and the whole nine yards, the government came in.
Yeah.
Special forces. So they covered up, but you know what I found extremely fascinating outside of an acorn-shaped plane. I don't know how that physically can shoot through space.
I know.
Okay, so describe this acorn for me. Like, are we talking like
an acorn, man?
How do I describe an acorn to you? It's shaped like an acorn.
Are we talking about
a thing that falls from an acorn
the
tree?
The thing that falls from the tree.
Okay. All right,
an oak tree.
It's an acorn.
I have a description.
It's acorn trees.
Oh wait, hold on. Listen, guys, description. Hold on.
So it's in the shape of an acorn.
Right.
Is that clear enough?
Right.
Okay. There you go.
I'm just making sure you're aware. But it's also as large as a Volkswagen Beetle.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it has writing resembling Egyptian hieroglyphs on the side of it.
See, a lot
of things. So we're not talking about a lightly brown, slightly glossy nut thing.
Nutty.
That has a cap
roast.
And
yeah, just like that.
Yes.
Just the size of a Volkswagen.
With writing on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like some squirrel suddenly got all Lord of the Rings and put Elvish on our
kind of
acorn.
Yeah.
It's much bigger than that.
Okay.
If there's a squirrel that size,
mega squirrel.
We're done.
I don't want to meet
the
squirrel.
Yeah.
I kind of want to meet that squirrel.
Okay. So, what we learned so far is it happened in 1965.
Yes.
And it was
December 9th, shaped like an acorn. And apparently,
like an acorn.
Acorns come from oak trees and not acorn trees. I apologize to any of my botanist friends.
And
out
have
there.
some reason to be in Lord of the Rings at some time.
Wow. That went, we just got started. So
I think we're heading in the right direction.
Okay.
Continue the show. So, tell us more about the giant acorn.
Sure. So a lot of people saw this, actually, between not just that area, but like six U.S. states and Ontario, Canada actually witnessed this thing flying through the sky.
Ontario, okay. Canada?
It was this fireball object.
Okay.
And they all saw it. Okay.
But I'm guessing it wasn't known as an acorn, except those fairly close.
No, they just saw a fireball. Yes. It dropped hot metal debris over Michigan and northern Ohio, and it started actually some grass fires around that time.
So it was coming in from the west.
Yes. And then...
All right, Dave.
What?
Thanks, Dave. It crashed in the woods, and there was quite a few people that actually... Like a boy, he said he saw the object land. His mother saw a wisp of blue smoke rising from the wind or from the woods, and that's when they alerted authorities. They were like, something happened, something fell, something crashed, whatever. So a lot of people, they ran over there, they drove over there to like see what this was, and the military showed up, kicked everybody out,
just like ET.
Mm-hmm. They kicked everybody out. And then they had a flatbread.
A flatbread truck.
They had a flatbread truck.
That's the tastiest truck on the planet.
Yeah, a Wonder Bread flatbread truck.
A flatbed.
Can you get that with veggies?
Truck. That had this acorn
shape. Had salami on it and some acorns.
All right, stop. They took it out of the area. So a lot of people did see this object. Stop.
Flatbread.
And I feel like there were people that showed up with like cameras and stuff, and they confiscated the cameras. Like
they had guys out there.
Yeah.
Men in black mode.
But they had guys out there with Geiger counters, and of course there was kids that were like, I would say snooping around, but it sounds like kids were like, hey, that was weird. Let's go check it out because this is our woods. We play here.
Right.
All the time. So there are reports that, from people that are now grown-ups. But when they were kids, they were, playing around, checking things out. And there was guys with Geiger counters. And they were like, hey, what are you doing here? We live around here. We play this woods all the time.
Right.
F you.
Right.
And they took off. But so the government was down there.
Yeah.
Definitely, trying to police this area.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop up anything. Yeah. What's so funny about scoop up?
It just sounds like everything was liquefied.
You're squeegeeing the ground.
When people reported that there was military flatbread trucks.
They were coming from everywhere.
With something very large on it with a tarp over it.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, they had to cool down for the tarp on it. But, yeah, they were taking this thing out. So, obviously...
Government
has the acorn.
Has a large hot nut.
The military, then, they claimed that they searched the woods and found absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they, you know.
Well, once they took it away, they're not going to find anything.
Right. But they are not going to say, yeah, we found this object and we took it away. They said they found nothing.
I wonder if they refilled the hole that it made when it hit.
I don't know.
The crater.
That's a good question. Mm.
Right? Because there would be a large
crater. People
are
like, well, what's that?
Right. Right, you could even go down and do
that. That's always been there. No, it hasn't. I live around here. It's never been there. Sure, it has.
Of course it has. What are you talking about?
It's always
been
there. Yeah.
And this was in 60.
Look at this light.
It's 65.
65. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the technology wasn't, you know, what it is now. It was far back. So people were have like didn't have cell phones or anything like that. Yeah, so it was the government's word against the people's word. Mm-hmm. And they took the large steaming nut away on their flatbread truck.
Yeah.
Conspiracy.
Well, that in itself, you know, with the hieroglyphics, that itself is pretty interesting, but it just got weirder around that area.
How's that, Mark?
Well, because people started reporting all kinds of crazy shit after that.
So maybe the acorn started stuff, or maybe it cracked open, the cap came off.
So I saw some things from like the 1800s.
They do that. They step on it.
Yeah, it does go back. This area has had reports. Like I found that back. Let me flip in my notes here, everybody. Hang with me.
flip.
So back in the 1800s, there was reports of people talking about the wild man.
Yeah.
Now.
In Kexburg?
In Kexbury, in the Chestnut Ridge.
Oh, where the acorn landed.
Where the acorn landed. But this was acorn landed in 1965. This is back in the 1800s.
Oh.
Now, the wild man has been in a lot of newspaper reports from that time period, which a lot of people feel that is possibly a description of a Bigfoot, but in 1800, they weren't saying Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. But we started saying Bigfoot when the Patterson-Gimlin film came out. Mm-hmm. But until then, you'd just be like, it's...
Some creature.
Hairy son bitch over there. Wild man.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. Stay away.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's got teeth.
That was back in 1800s. Also in 1931 in Fayette County, which is up in that area, they had people were talking about Bigfoot sightings. Mm-hmm. So the area has already been strange to begin with.
Right.
But not near the strange level after this ship crashed. Right. And I would like to get into some of the strangeness.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite, there's a lot of strangest, but one of my favorite is after this had happened, there's this one story about this farmer who saw a strange glow coming up out of his field.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I had to go check it out. And
was this after the megacorn?
This was after the megacorn.
This was in 1973. I think that's the one you're going to
This is the one I
about.
Really, because this like this leads into a lot of theories about my boy Frank.
Okay.
But so there's like this strange glow. I can't remember if he thought there was a sound or anything associated with like a down UFO.
Okay.
But he saw a glow coming out of his field. So he walked up and, you know, this huge glow was coming up over like a little bit of a hump over the ridge. And then he started seeing these weird, I'm going to use air quotes, everybody, this Bigfoot-like creature.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Bipedal, kinda, large.
Bipedal, large. But they weren't necessarily walking.
Okay.
He kind of described it as they were kind of hovering forward.
Ooh.
So they weren't like stomping. Mm. But, you know, it's kind of like, all right, if Bigfoot is an alien, like.
He would know how to walk.
He would know how to walk. But unless he had, like, what if he had a hoverboard, like in Back to the
Back
Future?
Back to the Future. That would be awesome.
Because maybe he's like, look, we found it so much easier just to hover on our boards. Rather than actually walk.
Well, and if he's been in space for a very long time, the muscles would have atrophied from the low gravity. So he might have been forced to hover until he gained acclimation.
Unless they have artificial gravity.
So the farmer fired off a shot.
On a personal level.
You just spin. On a personal level?
On a personal Farmer left off a shot out of his trusty old shotgun.
Yeah.
And they hovered back, and that was the end of that story. But I'm like, interesting. Obviously, a strange glow coming up over the ridge, and then floaty Bigfoot guys. Kind of screams alien.
Was there any kind of indication of where it came from? Was that where the megacorn landed? Kind of in the same region there? The mega firecorn?
It's still in the Chestnut Ridge, so it's in the vicinity of...
It's a hotbed. It's probably not the exact same area, but I feel like Chestnut Ridge... Yeah, there's...
Maybe there's a giant iron core.
Right now, Lisha's trying to denote size by moving her arms back and forth, which is easily seen on the podcast.
So I feel like it's a rather larger area,
okay,
but it's centralized around that area. Maybe did that make sense?
What's centralized? The weird stuff is centralized.
Yeah, the weird stuff is in it. Yes.
And so did the megacorn hit kind of in the middle of it, or did the megacorn hit off in the range? So I'm just wondering if there was radiation from the megacorn when it hit, and that fueled a lot of these things that we're seeing now.
Because
I like how you call it the megacorn,
mega firecorn.
I kind of like that. Yeah,
you kind of like megacorn. It was a biggie.
Did the megacorn drop and like just seeded all kinds of craziness?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm wondering, because if this thing was like burning out through the sky, it's not like it was targeted for this place. It landed here. It was on fire. Something happened somewhere. Whatever, that it landed here.
Right.
These sightings from the 1800s wouldn't, that really shouldn't have anything to do with why this thing landed here. Mm-hmm. But.
What?
But.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
So
my bad.
What if those creatures from the 1800s had already died out, but this thing lands there and the radiation from the alien vessel brings them back to life?
Oh, so we got zombie.
Yes. Mm.
Oh, see, I was thinking you were going with maybe the mission one.
Was it Deuce's little recon work?
Yeah, they were down here, and then they were here for a temporary time period, and maybe their ship was wrecked, so they had to stick around for a long time.
Yeah, right. Like the Predators.
And the rescue
they had their wrench on it a little bit.
The rescue mission came in 1965, but due to inept piloting, the rescue mission just crashed.
Yeah.
On Chestnut Ridge.
They were drinking on the way down.
So the Bigfoot sightings from the 1800s, like, they're like, great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Good rescue mission.
See, I'm kind of reading it as similar to that, as they were the recon team, and when the dude shot at them, they're like, yo, we got to get out of here. This guy's crazy, and he has two teeth. And they're not going to
eat. Oh, because people that live around the Chestnut Ridge area have two teeth?
In 1835, yes.
All my friends in Pittsburgh.
Sorry.
Nash does not speak for the show.
In the 1800s, yes. There's not a lot of toothbrushes.
Oh, in the 1800s. Okay. Yeah. My bad. I'm about right now.
So they left, and they're like, yo, this is crazy. We got to figure this out. Let's send Megacorn, and Megacorn will reseed it, start the terraforming process.
Oh,
so
you're taking the acorn literally, like as a seeding.
Well,
like it's seeding the strange.
It was acorn shaped, but that was something to come down and change the area.
It just shot its seeding ability all over Chestnut Ridge.
I was thinking more like a tree with some vines and some roots.
I
know where you're going with that, boss.
I just meant like seeds, like a dandelion when it fluffs away. And
I was thinking more like I was thinking more like an acorn that would come and seed a new tree.
Wow.
I'm just saying, acorn-like. That is what fed. And then when that thing hit, it had an effect. But the government came and took it away and toasted the acorn, whatever they're going to do with it. And what the residual that was left was responsible for a lot of the craziness that's happening.
Yeah.
That's my own personal thought, not sponsored by the USDA and the Meat Society of America. Okay.
So some of the other weirdness is in this time period, like 1965, and then we have into the 70s. And it kind of tapered off a little bit. But there was one report. Mm-hmm. Of a weird Bigfoot-like looking creature. I feel like, if I remember correctly, they were talking about it being white, but it had a glowing orb in its hand.
Yeah,
and it was running across the road. These two girls were driving. They're like, "Oh, holy crap, Doctor Who?"
I was gonna say White Walker, but
White Walker. Anyway, but it had that. It ran across the roads in the woods. They freaked out, stopped the car, and then all these bright lights. Started coming up And I might have the story backwards. I might have confused with they were just standing at their porch watching this happen.
Right.
I was thinking, I also heard about a car. Either way, these girls saw a Bigfoot with a glowing orb in his hands.
Okay.
Ran into the woods, and then a lot of glowing things happened after that.
Right.
So was he picking up pieces of maybe what crashed, and
retrieving
they were picking up him?
Maybe getting some debris, taking it back. He was a part of the cleanup crew because nothing was happening, but they found they could still see that there were chunks out and about.
Mm-hmm. Also have, and you know, here's for me is the funny thing is like the acorn-shaped plane, like I would expect a lot of UFO abduction and gray reports. Most of the reports are coming back sounding like Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't
it's
that
not,
weird?
It's not grays at all.
So a lot of the things that I was seeing was there. If you see a UFO, then like the next day or 2 days later, then there's a Bigfoot sighting or vice versa. So like, I almost wonder like, is the Bigfoot and the UFO related, or are these just coincidences? I don't know.
I mean, to me, though, you look at an acorn, and again, I still find it weird that this looks like an actual acorn, but the...
it's weird. Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
like, okay, so it looks like an actual acorn. Well, spaceships don't look like acorns, you know.
But they can look like whatever.
Well, they could, but if you think about it, you still need some sort of, I mean, you don't have an atmosphere in space that you have to go through, but you still want,
right.
You know, there's still concept of aerodynamic because you're going to have to go through an atmosphere.
No.
You're going to have to go through an atmosphere to launch or to land.
Hold up, bro.
And so the concept of the acorn being only the size of a Volkswagen sounds more like an escape pod.
Ah, man, I thought I had to educate you. You knew exactly where you were headed. And I was like, that sounds like an escape pod.
No.
Why did I ever doubt you, Dave? Keep going with your theory, bro.
So this sounds more like there was a bigger, badder, more aerodynamic, sleeker ship up there. Mm-hmm. And something happened. And, maybe it was the recon crew. Maybe it was just an away pod. Or maybe it was something happened and we need to get off the ship and down, whatever.
I was reminded of Star Wars when C-3PO and R2 to eject.
Yep.
And
that little thing looks like a little...
You take a look at that, you could carve that down to like an acorn-shaped escape pod.
Yep.
Even when our astronauts came back from the moon when they re-entered atmosphere.
Yeah.
Their entry pod...
Yep.
Was that shape.
Yep.
So it does stem to... Wait, stem?
Stem?
Mm-hmm. Stem.
Tree based.
I am thinking like, hey, you know, an alien ship could just jettison...
Yeah.
Something that they know could enter our atmosphere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not burn up so their people inside could get out and go do their thing. Like, who cares if they find our spaceship? They won't even know what to do with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So... Well, that's a whole other topic that I want to bring up. But
oh, okay.
But for now, like an acorn does not seem like this would come across interstellar space.
No, there was a ship planted right above Earth, masked by the moon, and it shot it off.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to draw an example to the beech tree.
Okay.
Okay, the beech tree gives off a nut once every 30 years. Okay? Here's about this. And the only reason I know that is we have a beech tree in our backyard that just started giving off, dropping these nuts.
Okay.
And they have, right? Beech nuts. Right? Go with me on this, everybody.
There's nothing funny about this story. Why are
you I don't know. But the beech nut, the nut is inside this exterior coating that is this large spiky ball thing. Okay?
Okay.
You right? So, as it's coming through the atmosphere, if this acorn was sent to seed or start a terraforming project, you would put a protective coating around it to get through our atmosphere as it was shot through to the ground. Then a pointed front, like on an acorn, would just drill right and hit the ground, go right into it. There you go. As the top outer layer was burned off as it went through the atmosphere.
Hey, this episode is sponsored by Trojan. Protecting you from burning up in the atmosphere.
For your safe re-entry every time.
Oh,
I really couldn't pay attention to most of what you just said.
it's logical. Come on.
Now.
Beech nuts.
Getting back Get back to some Bigfoot action.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
His beach nuts.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
So also there was a report this lady heard a knock on her back door. And she went to check it out. And she opened it and there was a Bigfoot standing there.
Wow.
And she called the cops and everything. I think this might have been a trailer park, but there was also a lady who let her dogs out.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, if you hear a knock on your back door, that's pretty suspicious.
Yeah.
That a Bigfoot would just be like knock pranking you. Yeah. What did we call that back in the day? Ding dong digit?
Yeah,
you ring the doorbell.
Ding dong ditch.
And then,
doorbell ditch.
Yeah.
I don't really see Bigfoot as the knocking type.
I know. So that's weird.
Yeah, he's playing some pranks.
Is that the video that you just took? It was because you.
Oh, right in the middle of the podcast.
Right.
Nash is like trying to show me something that people can't listen to.
Yeah. No. My wife just saw me on the video.
See. Oh, okay. Yeah, I did. Okay. I did a quick Facebook Live.
Very nice.
Before we started. Yeah. Nice. Oh, I thought you knew what I was doing, dude.
Oh, I thought you were just videoing.
Hey, for anybody listening is wondering why we got sidetracked.
Prosperity.
Well, if you listen to Paranormal Punches, you know we get sidetracked all the time. So it's okay. We did a quick Facebook Live video on our fan. I hate the word fan.
On our page.
Our best friends group page.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can join that. That's awesome. Go to Facebook and just search for Paranormal
Punches. And just look at it. You'll see us all.
But yeah, we did a. I just did a video prepping before this episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was trying to say. He interrupted the whole flow.
Because we're talking about.
Back to Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Knocking on doors.
All right, so
why would he do such a thing?
On the Chestnut Ridge, also this lady had her dogs out, and they were barking and barking and barking like dogs fucking do.
like dogs, man.
I might have to bleep that one out.
Right.
I think that's a point where...
And that's because there was a Bigfoot in the yard. He got so mad, he went and jacked her trailer up. You know how like some trailers like sit on blocks and stuff?
Yeah.
He went and he picked it up and moved it. And messed up all the skirting.
Mm-hmm.
He was that mad.
That's pretty
cool. But he didn't
that's
do
also very, very strong. You know, I mean, come on. Do you think Bigfoot's going to like smash the dogs? He was going to smash the trailer.
But he's not mad at the trailer. He's mad at the dog.
He wants the dogs to shut their face.
So why do you smash a trailer? That has nothing to do with it.
All right, here's an example.
Right.
You're pissing me off,
so I'm going to go beat up that wall over there.
Here's an example. Here's what I think Bigfoot was channeling.
Okay.
Back in the day when we had a kitty cat before she passed on, sometimes I would come down here to the studio and she would leave a nice present in the room. So rather than smash the cat, smash the nearest item next to me. That's why we don't have a nice drying rack for T-shirts. And
did you destroy the drying rack?
That's what Bigfoot would
do. Twice.
Yeah.
But twice?
You are a higher functioning
sociopath?
Yes. Then Bigfoot is. I mean, Bigfoot.
That's
for
true.
All we love about him,
unless
he
he's
is
an
not
alien.
The most.
Dave.
Yeah. Where are you going with that, boss?
Going with that? Maybe Bigfoot's like, you know what?
He reacts to whatever
Bigfoot
urge
has
is currently going on.
Keep in mind that Bigfoot is also more animal than human.
How do you know? No. What
Thank
are you talking
you for
about?
Saying using
we
words
just,
that I couldn't
right,
say.
Animal.
Chestnut Ridge here is also saying that quite possibly he's a higher level being than we are. That he
possibly
is that intelligent, that he has a spacecraft shaped like an acorn. One's mine.
See, I argue that doesn't follow. That all we've seen is that he got himself shot out of a spaceship.
What about the dude that said they saw a floating Bigfoot?
He
got kicked out.
He was thrown off the boat. He was ejected from the island.
It doesn't mean he was smart enough to create a spaceship.
He was a prick and they got rid of him.
He was on the spaceship and got kicked
out. What if Earth is a penal colony?
Cover up your penals, everybody.
Hey, same thing. Like,
oh, no.
You know, we all know C-3PO is super annoying. What if the whole thing was a trick to get him into a space pod and just eject him off that ship?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And all the other Bigfoot creatures were like, dude, Frank, you're a dick. Get out of here.
No way.
Hey, there's a steak in that chair over there. Go sit down and have a steak and a milkshake.
Oh, my
God. Then he goes
steak and a milkshake.
Steak and a milkshake, baby. And off he goes in his giant.
Do you think
acorn.
That's what Bigfoot wants, a steak and a milkshake?
I don't know. It sounds appealing to me. I could go for a steak and a milkshake.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some french fries. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, it's not the only strangeness on Chestnut Ridge.
No, no, sir.
It's not the only strangeness in the studio today.
Hey, but there's one more thing.
Now, there's more than one. But, of course, we got the alien shit. We got Bigfoot. But people also reported seeing things that reminded them of ghouls.
Ghouls?
Ghouls.
Ghouls.
Define ghoul.
Well, that would be something that looks like kind of the ghoulish. Walking Dead. Ghoulish. Okay. Yeah, ghoulish.
That's more of a zombie, though.
So this one guy was like night fishing, because that's what dudes do.
Nothing.
Couldn't even bait him in on that one. Wow.
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. Now, this was like, they used the term ghouls, but in the story they were talking about, this dude was like night fishing.
Okay.
And he heard some rumbling in the brush. And he looked over and he could see like a dude, whatever, you know, he's night fishing. People do that. Maybe someone else is coming out to do some night fishing. As he got closer, it looked very weird and strange and some glowing eye stuff. So the dude that was night fishing was like, I'm out of here. And he grabbed his gear, got in his car. This thing chased after him, grabbed his car. So it's one of like those comedy movies where they pick the car up and they can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
This he described it as like a, I felt like it was described as a kind of like a very rotting Bigfoot with no hair. They said mohawk, but yeah. like a lot of a loss of hair. Out, so like maybe right. It was going through maybe
it was molting.
Maybe that entry into our atmosphere, maybe some radiation
jacked him up.
But he had grabbed a hold of the car, so this guy couldn't go in there. He was like, spinning his tires. And he honked the horn, which startled said ghoul Bigfoot.
Ghoulfoot.
Yeah, Ghoulfoot. We created a new monster tonight.
That'd be a good beer name.
The Ghoulfoot. Oh, that's a good name for a beer.
Yeah.
Which means you wake up the next day wondering what happened.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, write that down. But when he beat the horn, the Ghoulfoot left go, and he took off. But he swears, he looked in the rearview mirror, and it was just kind of waving at him, like later, almost like it was playing a game.
Wow!
That is more terrifying than just seeing Bigfoot.
Right.
When one's screwing with you, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
I like the radiation aspect because the I don't know if you've ever seen the game series Fallout, the post-apocalyptic nuclear war, you know, fun, happy stuff,
good stuff,
and
good time.
There are characters in there. Some are good, some are bad, called ghouls that are just severely overdosed radiation humans. So the in this case, if Bigfoot was heavily radiated, that would fall into that concept of a ghoul as opposed to a zombie where it's a dead that came mm-hmm. back to life. That sort of fits. I like that.
Do you have any kind of time reference on that?
Yes. Let me flip my notes back. Yeah. Thank you for allowing me to flip my notes forward. and then back again.
We need that.
Yeah, that was in the 70s.
That was in the 70s.
Yeah, because some of the biggest reports came in like between like 73, 75. I probably had that all screwed up. So we're just going to use the overall reference,
the 70s.
So Frank was on the ship. He got ejected.
You know if it was Frank. Frank's in the comic book.
Well, right. You know.
He did not get burned by radiation.
I'm just saying. He pissed off his buddies. Or they pranked him, and they put him on the Acorn ship surrounded by other stuff. They deposited him on Earth. He got jacked up from the heat and the entry and the radiation when it hit.
Wait. I think I know where you're going.
Okay. That makes one of us.
I don't think he does. Well, no, you're saying he got ejected by his bros.
Yeah.
The radiation messed him up, and that's why he's going and knocking on the back doors of trailers. That's why he's getting mad at dogs and knocking trailers off their
they took off
their things, and then effing with people that are night fishing and
they eat him.
So we got a radiated Bigfoot who's losing his hair, walking around Chestnut Ridge,
pissed,
pranking people. And he's like the jackass of the Bigfoot community,
and it's taken him this long to get and from whatever his healing or being out in the woods and eating berries and stuff like that and chipmunks. That he's been able to.
Is he chipmunk?
I don't know.
Why
don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, because he's in the woods. What did they ever do to him?
He's in the woods.
Squirrels,
how much meat can you get off a chipmunk?
I don't know. Not much. Yeah. Maybe use them as TV. I don't know.
Oh, that's even terrible.
I don't know what he's doing with them.
It's like an insult.
Well, wow. He smells like shmegma. Oh. So you never know what's happening down there. But it's taking him this much time to actually heal back and maybe go away from when he was pissed off messing with people. And now he's found that he's more of a benevolent creature of the woods and not angry, irradiated, skin falling off kind of a situation. Hmm. He's right in his ways.
You know what? He is right in his ways. The same way, we're going to take a break. Come back with our final thoughts. Stay tuned. We're back. All right. So, as we discussed, an acorn-shaped ship.
Mm-hmm. What?
Bigfoot aliens. An acorn-shaped ship.
Oh,
ship.
Gotcha.
Wait.
I just heard some things. I don't know.
Actually, that's not easy to say.
No. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Nice alliteration.
If I try to do it five times, I guarantee it won't
sound
the same.
Acorn-shaped ship.
Yep.
Yep.
It could go wrong from there.
Listeners, five times fast. We need audio bites.
So, you know, I want to explore Bigfoot as not being an alien. Bigfoot as I've heard a lot of reports about him being, like, he'll eat you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a good guy. But on the Chestnut Ridge, I feel like all reports sound like it's possibly Bigfoot's an alien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They found footprints that they did molds of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have three toed prints.
Mm.
Oh.
Which is like...
Of the same size?
Which is... Well, it's also with the folk the Boggy Creek.
Yeah.
The legend of Boggy Creek. But the Bigfoot down there had three toes. Mm. Now, they also have... some people say that they have cast of a five-toed Bigfoot, but there's a lot of three-toed Bigfoot.
Hmm.
The three-toed boggles my mind because it doesn't really seem like you can, like, really, I don't know, I can't see you sprinting through the woods with three toes.
Right.
Mm. Unless you're an alien. We're more prehensile, and those just, the footprint got washed away or something. So the main three were going forward.
Yeah. And the other ones
were kind of off at the side, like a silverback.
Trickery by an alien.
You could, yep, alien trickery.
Hmm.
Now, but my question is, when this happened, there wasn't a lot of reports of people seeing, like, the grays. Mm-hmm. Or anything.
Yeah.
People reported Bigfoot.
Right.
And
or bright lights or UFO.
A lot of bright lights. But again, when you see a weird white Bigfoot with a glowing ball in his hand running across the woods, and then you see a bright light, it's almost like they picked him up.
Right.
Like, what are they collecting?
Right.
And, but why Bigfoot? Why? How is that possibly what an alien looks like? And I know everybody out there is like, Star Wars, Chewbacca is Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that.
You don't think Chewbacca is Bigfoot?
No, not at all. Chewbacca can fly the Millennium Falcon. He can be understood by Han Solo.
Yeah. In the comic book, Bigfoot has his own spaceship.
Yeah.
So Bigfoot could be Chewbacca.
Okay.
Could be like
Bigfoot. Okay, so maybe Chewbacca is Bigfoot.
I'm just saying, do you guys have any opinions on why, after this, the splashdown of the Acorn weird spaceship with hieroglyphics, why people were seeing Bigfoot?
He was there. He was there,
or he came from the ship, or he just showed up. When weird things happen, Bigfoot shows up.
Bigfoot shows up.
But going back, you know, we said before this looks like an escape pod. But what if it was an escape pod? What if this was an intergalactic shell or something that was a weapon fired by?
And he's the WMD.
No,
Bigfoot's the weapon.
No.
Oh.
No.
Does he know karate?
The acorn is the weapon, and it had some form of thing
the acorn's
inside
the weapon.
Yeah. Wait, and what? So it brought Bigfoot big feet out of big hiding to collect these weapons to save mankind.
Oh, of course, Bigfoot saving mankind.
Yeah. So it was like this, you know, this evil alien race shoots an acorn into the earth to take us out, or to mutate us, or to whatever. And Bigfoot recognizes what this is, whether intentionally or not, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, ooh, glowing orb.
He goes over to it.
And
turns into a Superman red kryptonite.
It does seem like he was collecting it. Like, yeah, he picked it up and he was running. And people just happened to be on their back porch smoking a cig and saw him.
Right.
And he was like, oh, that sucks. But he was just trying to get it to
get
the
it away.
To the what do they call that when they got in military movies or in military? What do they call that?
The army?
No. Where do you get picked up? Like, you got to get your mission, you got to get it done, and you got to get here.
The
to
LZ?
Get the not
no.
the LZ.
No.
It's a landing zone. That's the right. The evac site, right. or
yeah, evac.
Yeah,
or,
but
man,
it's
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's where the.
Maybe Bigfoot had to get
evac,
to the evac zone.
But the, I also kind of like the picture of Green Mile, where he took this thing, ran into the woods, stuffed it down his throat, and the rainbow colored colors were the butterflies coming out.
I have to think it was more of a red kryptonite situation. He picked it up to try to collect it, and it altered him. It's taken this long for him to get back to his normal state. It made him pissed off, bad Bigfoot, shaking the buildings, picking up the cars, leaving dung on people's front porches, doing their doorbell, whatever. And then it's taken him this long to get his hair back, and then he's finally like, I'm myself again. I'm like at peace with the world, man.
I was just thinking. Okay, so the chestnut, the acorn, lands on Chestnut Ridge. Dropping, we don't know what, and another alien craft dropped the Bigfoots to collect and pick this up and save humanity.
So they're like trash people?
No, they're the only ones capable of picking up whatever highly weaponized or destructive. Like, we couldn't touch it, but the Bigfoots can.
So they're like trash people.
They're not trash people. They're like highly. They're like
trash people.
No, why would you keep saying trash people?
They're taking the trash.
No, they're like
they're
special forces.
They're like the
like,
when they get the prisoners on the side of the road picking up the trash on the side of the road.
No, they're like this bad group of people that we don't have a name to, so we'll just call them the Empire.
So the passing spaceship was like, we accidentally fired our
like,
waste.
Oh, crap.
And we should probably send the crew down to clean that up.
Let's call.
No, I was thinking it was the Empire dropped a weapon.
Let's call HR. Let's get some people down
and
there.
And the rebels sent in somebody that could collect these weapons of mass destruction, the Bigfoot. The only ones that could scoop up.
The trash.
This highly. Why is it trash? It's not trash.
Because they're taking it away and getting rid of it.
What I'm trying to say is the Bigfoot in this scenario are special forces dropped in.
To pick up the trash.
From the aliens. It's not trash. They're picking up. They're saving humanity.
From the trash.
No, there's like... I don't even know
I'm
what to say
sort
anymore.
I'm also thinking like
irradiated
trash. If there was, if you think about it, in the Marvel movies, you have a glowing cube called the Tesseract that allowed the God of Mischief to take over those who grabbed it. So if Bigfoot is picking up these things and it was actually Loki who sent them, that would explain the prankster aspect.
Yeah, red kryptonite.
Yeah.
See?
So.
He was picking up the trash. He was down there. He was fulfilling his, civil service. He was getting down there serving some hours. Picked up the stuff to get rid of it. It turned him evil, bad, angry. He shaked, rattled some RVs and picked up some cars, beat on some dogs, whatever. And
no, he left the dogs, went for the trailer.
We don't know that. He could have done something.
That's true.
Yeah. ran back into the woods. And he was like, I got to be peaceful and kinder, man. And now he's now the benevolent Bigfoot that we all know and appreciate. And if we have any irradiated trash, he will come back and help us out.
Why's it got to be trash?
Well, stuff.
like I'm trying to say that Bigfoot is a he's the elite
of what? Of like the city workers?
Aww, he's special forces, bro.
Okay, okay.
So they dropped him in to collect these highly explosive little balls of light.
Okay.
And he had to
we'll call them landmines.
He had to pick them up and run them back to the ship.
Landmines.
It's like Forrest Gump. He had to run them back.
Okay. Because he didn't want anybody to step on them.
And I don't know why it has to be trash. This is like Bigfoot is the elite. He's an elite member of the shit.
That's what he's picking up.
Well, obviously we are not agreeing on the level of awesomeness that Bigfoot is.
And we couldn't do it without him, so he is super awesome. But we can't pick it up because it would like burn off our hand or, you know, irradiate a town, turn people glowing, certain situations. But they send in Bigfoot because he can absorb those things and not be killed.
Yeah, but that sounds way better when you're calling him a garbage man, which is fine. If you pick up garbage for a living, I don't care. But I was trying to theorize that Bigfoot was sent in.
He's a very specialized trade.
It was like, you know, I imagine there's a movie for the Bigfoots, just like Commando.
Repo Men.
No. I was thinking maybe more Predator, where they had to drop Bigfoot on a planet where he had to, like, you know, solve this problem because he was the best of the best. Well, we could theorize all day.
That was not Predator.
Well, no, I'm combining several movies where it, always at the end of the day, Bigfoot is Arnold Schwarzenegger and he wins.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay. I was thinking
I think
that
that's
he
okay.
He was the Predator.
Extraction Zone.
Mm.
We're close.
Wow. Yeah.
Hmm.
It was like Battle LA had their
Battle LA had one. They had to get to the LZ, but they had to get to the.
Well, that was the FOP, the forward operating.
Yes,
they had to get to that
or something, the forward operating base or forward operating position. But that was just that's your frontmost.
Yeah,
your
front so line, where did Bigfoot after he picked up that glowing ball have to get? He had to get to the pickup zone.
Okay,
we're gonna call it the pickup zone because we don't know. But hey, look. Let me rein this back in because it got crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Chestnut Ridge is crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of weird stuff happened there. I would love to go there and take a hike around and talk to people.
The pictures are beautiful. I mean,
yeah, the place looks amazing. Mm-hmm. We might go off the rails with our crazy theories, but people that live there right now, they've seen some stuff. They have their own theories. They have their own beliefs. And if you want to know more, seriously, check out the documentary. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You will learn far more than you learned tonight by listening to us.
Much more.
And as we always say, we don't make fun of. We had fun. We have fun with.
Right.
So we were not making fun of the Chestnut Ridge, but boy, that led us down a weird path of Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And somehow it turned into Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end. Crazy business. I would love to actually go there and walk around and investigate myself. As everybody knows, I love aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it shaped like an acorn? That's mysterious.
Yeah.
Why are people seeing Bigfoot after it lands? You know, there are the questions that people still have not answered yet.
There were Bigfoot sightings far before
the
landing. I mean, and anywhere
else
really in the
world. It really could be because
Pacific Northwest.
They've been around far longer than we have.
That's what I was going to say, is that they were just noticed. They really came out of the woodwork, you know, after this landing. But there have been Bigfoot sightings and Sasquatch sightings as far back and across the world. So,
you know, I read something where, what was it? We were watching this documentary, and they were talking about the First Nation Indians fighting side by side with the Sasquatch against the white man trying to take over certain lands. I'm like, I'm very interested in
that. That would be wild. Holy moly.
I know.
Hmm.
So, I mean, again, like Native Americans have talked about Sasquatch, but, you know, in this case, they talked about it as being a spirits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Friends, people that helped them in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy when you think about that. Like, they were able to call on the spirit of the forest
to assist them ass. With some invasions and things like
so
that.
So I need to do some more research on that. It has nothing to do with Chestnut Ridge, which is in Pennsylvania. Go look it up.
Yep.
We are able to actually drive
in
a day and hang out in Latrobe, Derry, Kecksburg, all those areas up in there. So I don't know, man.
There's something there.
It's one of those things when it's the weirdness is so close to home. You want, Nash is gagging. My dog just must have farted.
The dog just dropped.
Dang.
Oh.
And that's why the dog's not in the comic book.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Son of a gun.
Hoo-loo-loo. Oh, my golly.
My final thought is this. I'm going to look up more info on this when we're not all together so we don't have a big argument over whatever we were arguing
Sanitation
over.
Sanitation collections.
Go check it out yourself, folks. Alicia?
Listen, this place is really weird, really interesting. It's considered PA's Twilight Zone or the Roswell of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So there is a lot of weird shit that happens there. So I don't know. Yeah, I think we're definitely going to be looking more into this just for our own sake.
I think it would be definitely worth us heading down there and just like spending the day down there and just kind of interviewing the locals, seeing some of the area, because there's going to be, if the whole town has seen this and it's through passed down through the generations or whatnot, that would be a fantastic day, even just a weekend, to go out there, spend the day talking to people, you know, get them drunk and let them talk your ear off and recording it. So that way we can find out, you know, what's happening, because there's all kinds of stuff happening down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my thoughts are that I don't think Bigfoot and the acorn are related, that they're intertwined. Their stories have come together. But I think it'd be really interesting to go investigate and try to, again, with this, it's not trying to make fun of anything. It's trying to, it's
just
completely unexplained. So come up with some explanations and. I'd love to know more about what was
right. These people happened. Were there firsthand. Yeah. Just to get their take on everything would be fantastic.
We should do that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know what else should we do? Wow, that was that. Did that make sense? I was so pumped up. Did I even say it right? What you should do is go to Paranormal Punchers. Leave us a message. We would love to hear from you. And we're trying to put together a. Listener episode. We're gonna talk about your stories, read your stories, play audio. You can definitely send us an audio clip of your paranormal story. I love that you guys interact with us, and always feel free to send us a email, paranormalpunchers@gmail.com. Quick shout outs to Steve, Justin, we got Kinsey, we got oh my God! We got John. There's people that have been just sending us all kinds of crazy stories, and I love it. And I would love to put together a episode featuring your stories. So please continue to send them. How we're gonna put it together? I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out. We have the capability of doing a live show, so you can actually call
in. That'll be really cool.
But remember, you can always hit us up. And even if you just want to tell us what you think of us, make sure it's nice. Be cool. Anything else, guys? I think we had a pretty fun time. Yeah. This was awesome.
I think we really just scratched the surface. I think there's a lot more.
Oh, come on. In typical Paranormal Punchers fashions. Fashions?
Fashions.
Fashions.
Listen, there's four of us.
Fashion? We opened up the can. But barely took a whiff of it.
Yep.
So
right, exactly.
Please go explore this yourself. This is pretty fascinating. I know I will. I'll be digging deeper. I might never talk about it, but I'm going to check it out. So, Dave, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Any final thoughts for everybody?
Be excellent to each other.
Nice.
Bill and Ted forever.
That's right.
Okay. I'm done. Remember... It's not weird.
It's not worth checking out.